Cordarrelle Patterson motions to the backfield, toss to Cordarrelle, turns up the field to the 40, to the 50, to the Rams 40, angles to the left of the 30, shakes a tackle at the 25, Cordarrelle Patterson back to the right, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown! In a one season and one game run for Cordarrelle Patterson, that's as good as we've seen. Cordarrelle Patterson with a 67-yard rushing touchdown, the fourth of his career, and the Vikings lead 19-3.
Well, welcome back to Vikings Connected. How about that impressive touchdown? But more impressive was, how about that lengthy celebration?
Yeah, he deserved it. 67 yards. I would do the same. I would probably do more than that.
Yeah, but you saw how tired he was on the sidelines. It wasn't because he ran probably 103 yards to get there. It's because he was jumping, celebrating. He and Jennings were, you know, I don't know what that thing was. Maybe we can get an explanation later on.
We could. Like
what
maybe.
That is all about.
I could organize a flash mob for him. I think the bigger, the better.
I mean, I was tired watching him celebrate.
Hey, don't forget, Cordell is going to join us in just a little bit, getting up close and personal with the fans. But next, we are going to take a look at what's trending in Ben's brain, how he thinks the Vikings
I don't think you want to know that. I don't think you want to know that.
How he thinks. It's all about the game, Ben. All
oh,
about the
okay.
game. What he thinks the Vikings can do to beat the Patriots this Sunday and give us kind of a little bit of an analysis into what happens behind the scenes. So, Ben, trend number one.
Well, you can't talk about the Patriots without talking about Tom Brady, Giselle, probably number two.
Of course.
And the Gronk.
Yeah.
The Gronk. Everybody loves the Gronk, the way he parties, and what he can do on the football field. They don't really have much offensively. They like to spread the ball around, a lot of underneath routes. But where they kill you is with the Gronk, running vertical seams, especially in the red zone. So, you know, my idea to stop him is just always stay to the inside because the inside leverage on a defender, it takes away the easiest throw for the quarterback. So you're always putting a body between the Gronk and Tom Brady.
All right, so you guys listening? Stay inside. All right, trend number two. What do we got?
All right, be careful with 21 personnel. This is a little bit of a techie term, but 21 personnel just means that it's two running backs and one tight end. Okay?
Oh, okay.
So it's pretty simple.
Yeah.
We like to keep things simple.
Okay.
So when 21 personnel comes in, that's normally a running formation or personnel group because you have two running backs and a tight end. But the Patriots, their trend as of last game is they'll get in a 21 personnel and take shots.
Okay.
They get you thinking run, but then they try to throw the ball way over the top.
And that's what they did last week. And they lost last week.
All right, play action pass their linebackers. All right, Jerod Mayo, there's a bunch of guys that they think are really stud linebackers, but they're beefy linebackers. I think they're all like 250, 255, 260, big bulky guys, can stop the run, boom, 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 right?
Okay.
But because of their size, they don't run very well in space. So I think that we can really exploit them is play action pass with Adrian Peterson or Cordarrelle or whoever's in the backfield, get them to suck up, and because they're kind of beefy and they can't turn and run as well as they like, go over the top. So I really think that like 10 to 15 yards behind the linebackers is primed to get picked apart for the New England Patriots.
Nice. Okay, good. Last but not least, trend number four. How are we going to beat the Patriots?
As you mentioned,
yes,
the Dolphins.
Yeah.
They won. And they run it. They won it on the ground game. And they did a really good job of running the football against this defense, which a lot of people thought this defense is pretty good. But they exploited him with belly and slash. Belly and slash, basically, for all intents and purposes, it's just a fancy term for one-back type of runs. I really think that's something that Adrian is going to exploit. He's got the speed. He's got the vision. Certainly has the power to make those running plays successful. So I think that's going to be a thing to watch, the one-back run game.
All right. And it's going to be another Vikings win?
Absolutely.
Undefeated.
I know the odds say otherwise.
Hey.
Because they just don't have back-to-back losses.
Crazier things have happened.
I know. But we're at the bank now.
We are at the bank. And we're looking good.
All right. Let's get back to some fun. For this week's third nomination for the Golden Nacho, we're all about the tough guys of the NFL. We've seen two guys take some serious blows. And now we've got to look at the third tough guy, which is our very own Marcus Sherrills. Check this out. Have you seen this yet?
Yeah. This is a big one.
All right. Now, Marcus is regarded, in my mind, as one of the toughest guys on this team, and he's going to prove it on this play. It's just a normal punt play.
I mean, tough guys.
Yeah, he took one right in the...
Yeah.
He took one right in the spleen.
Did you talk to him after this?
I did not.
Look at... Oh.
But you know what? The thing that kind of drove me crazy about this play is the guy that hit him.
Yeah.
He was celebrating on the they had the cameras
on.
Yeah, he was celebrating like he just had this big hit. I'm like, you joker, you got blocked into him. You didn't do anything special.
Exactly.
So, but the good thing is, like I was talking, Marcus is extremely tough.
Yeah.
And as bad as that looked, and he was on the ground for just a little bit, but he bounced back. He was on the punt return team the very next play, and he didn't really miss a beat.
I still get nervous when I watch him. I've seen it like 10 times. Can't believe he jumped right back in.
Well, that's the type
tough
of guy.
Tough guy.